Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of accurate New Testament prayer. And we are giving you principles of why prayers do not get results. We're going to eliminate these problems, and we're going to pray in line with the Word accurately to see results in prayer. We've talked about the fact that we should be eliminating these areas, and let's list the, we talked about 12 of them so far, why our prayers don't get results. First of all, not praying to the Father. If you don't pray to the Father, then you're going to be out of order. Jesus said that you're not going to ask a request of Him. You're going to make a legal demand of the Father. We pray to the Father. Secondly, we pray in the name of Jesus. If we don't pray in the name of Jesus, we are not bringing into manifestation the high priestly ministry of Jesus. Actually, we're out of order with the new covenant. We are priests, and we go through the high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, in approaching our Heavenly Father. So we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. The third thing is righteousness. We've been made righteous by the blood of Jesus. We're in right standing with God. Now we can approach Him boldly. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto our prayers. Fourth, a confidence. If we don't have confidence, we're not going to see the results in prayer. We come boldly confidently to the throne of grace. And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that when we pray, we know that we have the results are going to come to pass because we prayed the will of God. A fifth area is sin or iniquity. We must eliminate sin and iniquity, otherwise God will not hear us. Unforgiveness will hinder us in prayer. Disharmony between a husband and wife. If we're in unforgiveness or disharmony, then the devil will have place and we will not be in right fellowship and we will not see our prayers get results. Another point is praying the problem instead of the answer. Prayer releases the ability of God to bring the manifest promises into our life. We're not to pray the problem, pray the answer. God already knows all of your problems. A ninth area is not making a legal demand in prayer. Remember, we do not request in the New Testament. That's Old Testament prayer. Now we make a legal demand by returning the word unto the Father in the name of Jesus. A tenth area, we got to be sure that we're praying a prayer of faith. A prayer of faith has two aspects. One involves believing that we receive, which is taking hold of. That's the Greek word lambano. The second aspect is thanksgiving. So when we pray, we're going to believe that we take hold of the promise with thanksgiving. That is an accurate New Testament prayer of faith to see results. 11th area is we do not pray, if it be thy will, concerning the revealed will of God about the promises of God. We never pray that if it's already been declared in the Word of God. Otherwise, that shows doubt. If we pray, if it be thy will, we obviously confess that we don't know what His will is. And that is not accurate when we're praying according to promises that are already declared to be ours. A 12th area is the area of doubting or wavering. That's where we were concluding in the last broadcast, that when we pray, we must do it without wavering. If we waver, we're like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. And it says, let not that man think that he shall receive or take hold of anything of the Lord. That means you aren't going to receive any promises from God if you are wavering. And you must eliminate doubt. We saw the scripture in Mark 11:23, speaking of speaking to the mountain. When we speak to the mountain, we must not have doubt in our heart, otherwise it will not be removed. If you are in faith, then you're going to see the results. And we're going to continue today. The 13th area is the area of having a negative confession. Proverbs 18:21 says this, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. You must realize that your mouth can release death, and your mouth can release life. You can speak in line with God's word, and God's going to respond to that. Or you can speak negatively and God is not going to respond to that. If you confess things that are negative, you are not going to see the results. Now some people, they'll come to the Father in the name of Jesus and they'll make a legal demand and pray a prayer of faith with thanksgiving and believe they receive and then they go away and they start making negative confessions contrary to what they just prayed. Well, the Bible says in Hebrews 4:14 that we are to hold fast our profession. Hold fast confessing what the Word says. Hold fast declaring what God is doing for you now. It's very important because you've got to hold fast your profession, what you're confessing in prayer and what you're standing upon, because remember, you pray without ceasing, continually declaring what the Word says and what God is doing for you now. And Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the profession, or the confession of our hope, it says literally, without wavering. For He is faithful that promised. We're going to keep on speaking the Word. We're going to keep on declaring in prayer what God is doing for us. We're going to keep on speaking to the mountain and releasing our faith until it is removed. He's faithful, and He will bring it to pass in our life. So get rid of the negative confessions. It will give place to the enemy. The angels hearken to the voice of the Word, and demons will hearken to the voice contrary to the Word. And you can hinder your prayers from getting results by negative confession. A 14th area is the area of worry or anxiety. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7 says, be careful for nothing, or be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests or your legal demands be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. This is important. You cannot be full of care or worry or anxiety. If you have care or worry or anxiety, you are not going to see the results. Remember that care is going to overcharge your heart. And if you have cares, worries, anxieties, you are really not trusting in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord and when you are relying on Him to bring the promises, it's because you're praying. It says, don't be anxious or full of care or worry or anxiety. Instead, pray the Word of God. If you're praying the Word of God, then you're trusting in Him. Your eyes are upon Him. Worry or anxiety will hinder your prayers from getting results. And this is a big area that affects a lot of people in the body of Christ. You have got to turn away from worrying, that you have to resist that. Resist that like you would resist a cancer or anything that would come against you, because this is stopping your prayer life from being effective. A 15th area is being influenced by sense realm circumstances or your feelings. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 7, the Bible says, we walk by faith, not by sight, or that which is revealed to the senses. We don't walk by our feelings. We don't walk by what we see, by what the way things seem, the way they look. If we are influenced by the natural realm or what we feel, we will not be in faith, and our prayers will not get results. We will get out of faith. And you get out of faith, you know, it's going to be sin. The Bible says, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So we want to turn away from anything that would influence us negatively, and that's why we cannot be moved by what we see, by the sense realm, or by our feelings. We must operate in the Spirit. Remember Daniel? He came and he set his heart to understand and chasten himself before God, and God, the angel said to him, thy words were heard, and I am come for thy words. When the first day that he prayed, the angel began to come, but he was hindered by the king, that prince of the kingdom of Persia, and he withstood him 21 days. And because it took that time for him to break through. Well, while you're praying the Word of God and holding fast your confession, don't let the circumstances sway you. God is at work in the realm of the Spirit. Know that prayer is working in the Spirit to bring the promise of God to pass. So eliminate being influenced by the sense realm or what you feel. A 16th area is if we pray amiss with a wrong motive. In James chapter 4, verse 3, it says, you ask or make a legal demand and receive or take hold not. Why? Because you make a legal demand amiss that you may consume it upon your lusts. We cannot pray with a wrong motive. If you have a wrong motive, your prayer will not get results. A 17th area is the lack of corresponding action. We must act in line with what we have prayed. James chapter 2, verse 17 says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead being alone. Or faith, if it doesn't have corresponding action, is dead or inoperative being alone. When we have faith, it's going to be shown by our actions of acting upon it. Real faith has action upon it. It's not just a passive attitude. It's not just a believing in the mind or a believing a mental assent attitude. It is going to show action upon the Word of God. So this is so important. For instance, if you pray for God to bring forth a job, but you never go forth to find one and start walking out to seek it, forget it. It's not going to happen for you. If you pray for your needs to be met, but you're not a tither and a giver and being obedient to God and sowing the way He tells you to, forget it. You're going to have all kinds of hindrances and problems because it's a lack of corresponding action upon the Word. Your prayers will not get results if you don't do what the Word of God says. So you must learn to act on the Word. The Bible says in verse 20, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works or corresponding actions is dead or inoperative." It's not going to work. You can have faith for something, but it will not be operative unless you put some corresponding actions of working your faith. In verse 22, it says, "Seest how thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect," or coming to completion or fruition. Through your corresponding action of doing what the Word says, your faith is released, and it will bring forth the promises of God. James 2:26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." We must have corresponding action and do what the Word says. An 18th area is the area of fainting. Galatians chapter 6 says, "Be not deceived, God's not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Then in verse 8 it says, "He that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." Galatians 6:9 then says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Now whatever you're sowing in life, you're going to reap. But it's not automatic in the area of reaping life everlasting. "He that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting." But then it goes on, it says, "Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season," otherwise it's going to happen in time, "we shall reap if we faint not." If you faint, you're going to give place to the enemy, and that will stop your prayers from getting results. In fact, Luke 18:1 says, "The fact that men ought always to pray and not to faint." If you pray consistently in line with the Word of God and you keep declaring what God says, then you're going to see the results. And the last area, the lack of prayer without ceasing. We're supposed to pray without ceasing. When we pray without ceasing, then we're going to see the results because we're going to pray through until we see the victory. Pray to the Father in the name of Jesus as the righteousness of God with confidence. Deal with sin, unforgiveness, or disharmony. Don't pray the problem, pray the answer. Make a legal demand. Believe you take hold of it with thanksgiving. And pray without doubt, wavering, negative confession, worry, anxiety, any of these things. And with the right motive, and make it a legal demand. Don't faint, and watch God bring the answer. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless. As you have received the Word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus' Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.